Okay, so water covers much of our planet, but some bodies of water are far from ordinary. From lakes that change colors to rivers made of acid. Join me, I'm gonna show you 15 of the strangest bodies of water. Number 15. Imagine a peaceful lake nestled in the hills of Cameroon, looking as calm as any other. This is Lake Nyos, but locals have long called it the Bad Lake, whispering tales of an evil spirit lurking beneath its surface. Turns out, these spooky stories have a grain of truth. Lake Nyos is no ordinary lake. It's a crater lake formed by a volcanic eruption about 400 years ago. Beneath it, magma bubbles away, releasing gases like carbon dioxide into the water. Usually, lakes let these gases escape bit by bit, but not Lake Nyos. This lake was like a soda bottle shaken but never opened, holding in more and more CO2 over the years. It became a massive pressurized trap with over 5 gallons of CO2 dissolved in every gallon of water. Then came August 21, 1986. Something, maybe a landslide, a volcanic hiccup, or even a heavy rainstorm, set off the lake's big burp. Suddenly, Lake Nyos erupted with a force that shot water 300 feet into the air and created a mini tsunami on the surface. But the real danger was invisible. A gigantic cloud of CO2 gas burst out and flowed silently across the land. This dense gas cloud moved fast and low, sweeping through nearby villages without warning. People and animals didn't stand a chance. The CO2 pushed out all the oxygen, causing instant suffocation. In the village of Nyos, out of 800 people, only 6 survived. Some managed to hop on motorcycles and race to higher grounds. Fires went out, lamps flickered off, and darkness fell as the gas smothered everything. In total, 1,746 lives were lost, and entire villages were left eerily empty, like a ghost town. After the disaster, the once clear lake turned a rusty red. This change came from the iron-rich water churned up from the depths. A haunting reminder of the powerful forces hidden beneath the surface. So the next time you're gazing at a tranquil lake, remember the story of Lake Nyos, the serene lake with a deadly secret lurking below. Number 14. The Salton Sea. The Salton Sea in Southern California might seem like a typical lake at first glance, but it is anything but ordinary. Its story is one of natural mishaps and human interference. Bordering Mexico and in a low-lying desert basin below sea level, the Salton Sea has experienced some extreme transformations over the past 3 million years. But this sea isn't the product of an ancient ocean or slow geological shift. Its current form is the unintended result of a human-made disaster. For most lakes and rivers, rainfall is only a temporary stop before it heads to the oceans. But for some basins, including the Salton Sea, that sit below sea level with no natural outlets, this means that water flows in but doesn't flow out, creating a unique mix of environmental challenges. Although the basin has held water at various times over millions of years, by the early 1900s it was mostly dry. Then came a project to divert the Colorado River's water to irrigate California's Imperial Valley. But the irrigation channels failed, and the river, swollen with snowmelt from the Rockies, broke through. But unlike most lakes, it wasn't replenished by fresh rainfall or streams. Instead, it relied heavily on agricultural runoff from the surrounding farmland. This constant influx of fertilizers and pesticides began to poison the water. Over time, the lake became saltier than the ocean, and fish species started to die off, leaving only the hardy tilapia to survive. The impact wasn't just on the fish either. The area, home to over 400 species of birds, became a danger zone for migratory flocks. Birds were increasingly sickened by botulism and other lethal bacteria. Today, though, what remains of the shoreline is a bizarre, eerie landscape littered with dead fish, abandoned boats, and traces of old resorts. Despite its desolate state, the Salton Sea is still important. Its shores remain one of North America's most diverse bird refuge, and California spent years trying to find a better way to restore it. If the sea dries up entirely, it could release dangerous dust clouds across the region, leading to a public health and environmental crisis. Number 13. The Devil's Kettle. In the rugged terrain of Minnesota's Judge C.R. Magny State Park, where the Brule River crashes through the forest and rocky ridges, lies a geological mystery, the Devil's Kettle. At first glance, the Brule River behaves as any river should, flowing towards Lake Superior in a series of scenic waterfalls and rapids. But near the edge of a 50-foot cliff, the river encounters a rock formation that splits it in two, with one side cascading down towards the lake, while the other plunges into a deep, gaping hole that's known as Devil's Kettle, only to seemingly vanish without a trace. For years, this water portal to nowhere lived up to its devilish name, confounding locals, visitors, and scientists alike. Despite extensive experiments over the years, dropping dye, ping pong balls, and even logs into the hole, no objects or traces ever emerged. A hiker even rappelled 26 feet into the kettle, but couldn't see the bottom. Theories abounded. Some believe the water might be taking an underground tunnel to Lake Superior, while others imagine the kettle connecting to vast unexplored caverns. The Devil's Kettle is carved into rhyolite, an igneous rock almost as hard as granite and not prone to forming deep caves or hollow tubes. This meant that the typical explanation for underground rivers, water flowing through limestone caves or lava tubes, seemed unlikely. Then, in 2016, scientists from the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources conducted a series of new studies to finally crack the case. By comparing the river's water volume above and below Devil's Kettle, they discovered that the water volume remained consistent, meaning the water wasn't disappearing. Instead, it appeared that the water plunging into the kettle was rejoining the river downstream. In 2017, the researchers confirmed this. The water isn't slipping away to some underground lake or abyss, but is instead looping back into the Brule River just a short distance away. Number 12. The Cenote Angelita. Deep within the Mexican jungle near the ancient Mayan ruins of Tulum, Cenote Angelita holds one of the most eerie sights for divers, a river within the depths of an underwater cavern. Angelita, meaning Little Angel in Spanish, is part of Mexico's Cenote Network, a series of natural sinkholes formed when porous limestone bedrock collapses. The cenote plunges about 200 feet into the earth with a diameter wide enough to create a hauntingly open, tranquil surface. Yet as divers descend through the clear, greenish waters, they're met with an incredible optical illusion, a river seemingly flowing within the water. This underwater river is an example of the strange wonders of chemistry and geology. About 90 feet below the surface, divers encounter a thick, ghostly layer of fog separating the clear freshwater from the denser, saltier water below. This murky river of sorts is created by a natural process called halocline, a separation between two layers of water with vastly different salinity levels. In the halocline zone, hydrogen sulfide gas combines with the water to form a milky, sulfurous cloud, creating the appearance of an underwater river cloaked in mist. This foggy illusion looks both mesmerizing and otherworldly. Tree branches from the jungle above have settled in this lower layer, creating a landscape of submerged trunks and branches, almost like an ancient forest caught in a timeless state. Divers experience the contrast between the fresh and salt water, and once they cross through it, the temperature warms noticeably while visibility is reduced within the cloud. This creates an intense, almost cinematic experience, as though crossing into another world where the rules of nature are rewritten. Number 11. The Acid Lake of Kawah-Ijen. In the volcanic terrain of East Java, Indonesia, the Ijen Crater Lake is one of the most unique lakes on Earth. This half-mile-wide turquoise lake sits in the shadow of Gunung Merapi, a mountain of fire amidst a series of stratovolcanoes that dot the Ijen region. It is the world's largest highly acidic lake, with a recorded pH level that plunged to 0.5 and sometimes lower. This extreme acidity results from the volcano's continual activity, infusing the lake with minerals and gases that shape its singular color and potent chemical makeup. The acidic state is driven by a constant inflow of hydrothermal waters that seep into the crater through underground vents. Originating in a magma chamber far below, these hydrothermal waters carry sulfuric gases and other volcanic compounds into the lake. When sulfur-rich gases rise in the lake bed, they react with the lake's water to create sulfuric acid, giving the lake its caustic nature. This combination of acid and minerals gives the water its unique turquoise color, making it beautiful but deadly. As if the lake weren't extraordinary enough, it also serves as the source of the Banyu Pait River, known locally as Bitter Water due to the lake's acidic runoff. The runoff carries with it high levels of dissolved minerals and acid, causing a natural pollution that affects the downstream ecosystem. As it travels, the river's acidic content is diluted by other freshwater sources, but the metal sediments left behind degrade the soil and water quality, impacting local agriculture and the viability of the river for drinking or irrigation. Number 10. Pitch Lake. Pitch Lake, located in La Brea in southwest Trinidad, is the largest natural asphalt deposit in the world. This lake, spanning approximately 100 acres and reaching depths of up to 250 feet, is more than a geological marvel. It's a curious shifting expanse of sticky, bubbling black pitch. The surface of the lake appears dense and solid in some areas, while in others it's soft and pliable, resembling slow-moving liquid tar. Visitors can walk on it with caution, feeling a spongy, almost rubbery ground underfoot. Now, while fascinating to observe, the lake's unique appearance is far from ordinary, as Pitch Lake is essentially a living process, continually fed by oil deposits deep below the surface. The lake is formed over millions of years as a result of tectonic activity involving the Caribbean plate. Deep faults beneath the region allow oil from subterranean deposits to rise to the surface. Once it reaches the lake, the hot tropical climate facilitates the evaporation of lighter elements within the oil, leaving behind the heavier bitumen, a natural form of asphalt. This process has been underway for eons, and while humans mine the pitch for commercial use, the lake's supply remains relatively endless due to the ongoing geological forces below. Now, while the lake is pretty striking to look at, it poses both benefits and potential hazards for the local ecosystem. On the one hand, it supports an unusual microbial ecosystem. Extremophiles, including both bacteria and archaea, thrive in the pitch, where they perform unique processes to break down hydrocarbons and asphaltenes, the primary carbon sources in this asphalt-rich environment. Now, researchers have also identified fungi capable of surviving in the lake, further highlighting the resilience of life in extreme conditions. In fact, Pitch Lake has yielded novel microbial species that are still being studied for their adaptations and potential applications in biotechnology. Number 9. Rio Hamza. The discovery of Rio Hamza, an underground river that flows nearly 13,000 feet beneath the Amazon River, adds a new dimension to the immense Amazon basin. Measuring an estimated 3,700 miles in length, just shy of the Amazon's 3,800 miles, it stretches west to east from the Andes and exits into the Atlantic Ocean. Now, despite the impressive length, this river is hidden entirely underground, making it one of the most elusive and mysterious natural formations on the planet. It is astonishingly wide, ranging from 125 to 250 miles across, dwarfing the Amazon's surface with a width of 0.6 to 60 miles. Now, Rio Hamza flows underground due to a unique combination of factors. Subsurface sedimentary rock layers, porous and permeable, allow water to infiltrate deep. East-to-west faults in the Earth's crust, combined with the west-to-east sloping topography, guide this underground flow, maintaining a path parallel to the Amazon but far below its visible channels. Scientists believe the river is fed by groundwater that trickles down from higher elevations, where it's trapped beneath layers of impermeable rock. Now, while the Amazon rushes towards the Atlantic at speeds of up to 390 feet per hour, Rio Hamza trickles forward at less than an inch per hour. This is due to the immense pressure and density differences caused by the layers of rock and compacted sediment around the water flow. As a result, its currents are estimated to travel anywhere from 33 to 330 feet per year. That's a snail's pace compared to the Amazon. But despite its massive scale, Rio Hamza remains challenging to explore. Unlike surface-level rivers that can be studied visually and sampled easily, measuring this underground flow requires advanced thermal mapping. Yet this research is only beginning, with more studies underway to confirm Rio Hamza's length, width, and flow rate. These findings will not only reshape our understanding of the Amazon basin, but highlight the complexity of subterranean water systems worldwide, hinting that there may be even more hidden rivers under the Earth's surface than we ever imagined. Number 8. Manicouagan Reservoir. The Manicouagan Reservoir, located in central Quebec in Canada, is an annular lake that stands out as one of the most peculiar bodies of water. Approximately 750 square miles, this unique formation isn't just any lake. It features a distinct circular shape that resembles an eye when viewed from above. Formed by a meteorite impact around 214 million years ago, the reservoir is a prominent example of nature's extraordinary ability to create these features. The reservoir is part of an ancient impact structure resulting from the collision of a 3-mile-wide asteroid with Earth. This impact excavated a crater that was originally about 62 miles wide, but erosion and sediment deposition have since reduced its visible diameter to around 45 miles. The reservoir itself occupies the inner ring of the crater, which is about 40 miles in diameter. The raised center of the crater forms an island which not only houses Mount Babel but also includes the Louis Babel Ecological Reserve. It is not only a natural wonder, but it's also a critical component of hydroelectric power systems that provide energy to many nearby communities. Experiencing the Manicouagan Reservoir is a visual treat, especially for those fortunate enough to view it from above. Its eye-like appearance evokes a sense of mystery, prompting observers to ponder the ancient cataclysm that created it. The reservoir also presents an interesting ecological aspect. Rivers and streams originate from the edges of the lake, forming a network of channels that stretch into the surrounding countryside. This overflow effect adds to the visual appeal and further emphasizes the lake's vastness. Moving on to number 7, Lake Ressia. Lake Ressia, or Rescensi, is an artificial lake located in the South Tyrol near northern Italy, nestled amidst the picturesque snow-capped Alps. It spans an area of about 2.5 square miles and reaches a depth of up to 72 feet. Now, while at first glance it may appear just as another stunning alpine lake, upon closer inspection it reveals a haunting secret beneath the water, the remnants of the submerged villa of Couron, a once-thriving community that was intentionally flooded in the mid-20th century. The lake is most famously marked by the 14th-century bell tower of the village's church, which eerily protrudes from the lake, symbolizing the town's submerged history. But the history of Lake Ressia dates back to the early 20th century, with initial plans for a smaller artificial lake proposed in 1920. However, the project took shape in the late 1930s when the Montecatini Company devised a plan to create a larger lake that would unify two smaller ones, Uracensi and Mirtersi. This ambitious project was intended to facilitate the construction of a hydroelectric plant. By 1950, following delays caused by World War II and local resistance, the construction was completed, and the village of Couron, along with parts of Rechen, were submerged. Approximately 1,000 residents were displaced, many of whom were German speakers, struggling to comprehend the Italian language plans that led to their relocation. Despite protests and pleas for alternative solutions, the flooding went ahead, and nearly half of Couron's population was forced to emigrate. In total, 163 homes and over 1,290 acres of cultivated land vanished beneath the water. Number 6, Lake Baikal. Lake Baikal, located in Siberia in Russia, is a striking natural feature that stands out not just for its size, but also its unique characteristics. Located between the Buryat Republic and Irkutsk Oblast, this lake is the largest freshwater lake in the world by volume, containing about 22% of the Earth's total unfrozen surface freshwater. It is often referred to as the Galapagos of Russia, and it's also one of the oldest lakes, estimated to be between 25 to 30 million years old. This body of water has a maximum depth of about 5,300 feet and covers an area of over 12,000 square miles, making it not only deep but expansive as well. During winter, you can see through the water up to 131 feet, while in summer, visibility can reach around 26 feet. This remarkable transparency is a result of the lake's low nutrient levels, which limit the growth of phytoplankton, thus maintaining the purity of the water. The surface of the lake freezes from January to June, creating a thick ice cover that can reach more than 4.5 feet in thickness. The surface begins to break in May or June, leading to gradual warming of water. The upper layers can warm to around 39 degrees, while in some shallow bays, temperatures can peak around 75 during summer months. One of the most fascinating aspects of this lake is the unique wildlife, particularly the Baikal seal, also known as the Nerpa. Unlike most seals that thrive in salt water, Baikal seals are among the few species that inhabit freshwater. Measuring about 4 feet in length and weighing around 150 pounds, these seals have adapted to the lake's frigid waters and rely on its diverse ecosystem for sustenance. During the harsh Siberian winters, when the lake is covered with ice, the seals employ a unique survival strategy. They dig breathing holes in the ice using their sharp claws, allowing them to come up for air even in deep winter. Pregnant females often stay on the ice, nurturing their pups who are born in the spring. Despite historical threats from poaching, though, conservation efforts have stabilized the population to around 80,000 individuals. These seals are an integral part of Lake Baikal's ecosystem, and they serve as an important indicator of the lake's health. Number 5, Caño Cristales. One of the strangest bodies of water also happens to be one of the most beautiful. Caño Cristales, often referred to as the River of Five Colors, is a stunning natural wonder located in Colombia's Serranía de la Macarena National Park, specifically in the province of Meta. this river has captured the imagination of travelers and nature enthusiasts, earning nicknames such as the River That Ran Away from Paradise and the Most Beautiful River in the World. It is celebrated not only for the vibrant hues, but also for its unique environment. For most of the year, Caño Cristales appears as a typical river with a rocky bed covered in dull green moss. However, between the wet and dry seasons, the river undergoes a transformation. During this brief period, usually from September to November, the waters become a kaleidoscope of colors, showcasing brilliant reds, yellows, greens, and blues. When the conditions are just right, when the water level is moderate and the sunlight can reach the riverbed, Macarena clavigera flourishes, turning bright red and contrasting against the river's clear water. Now, the river flows for about 62 miles, winding through a region characterized by high biodiversity where the Andes, Llanos, and Amazon rainforests converge. Visiting here is an adventure of itself. The remote location means that access can be pretty challenging, typically requiring a flight to the nearby town of La Macarena, and then a trek on horseback or by foot to the river. Swimming in it, though, is permitted only in designated areas to protect the fragile ecosystem, and visitors are advised against using sunscreen or other chemicals that might harm the delicate aquatic life. The spectacular colors here are not just a visual feast, they're also a product of nature's delicate balance. The annual cycle of flooding and drought is crucial for the health of this unique ecosystem, which highlights the intricate relationships between species and their environment. Number 4. Jellyfish Lake. Jellyfish Lake, located on the uninhabited rock island of Irmaok in Palau, is a remarkable and unique ecosystem comprising one of the 70 saltwater lakes in the region. About 12,000 years ago, a rise in sea levels following the last ice age led to the isolation of the lake from the ocean, creating an environment conducive to a jellyfish population explosion. Today, the lake is known for its population of golden jellyfish and moon jellyfish, drawing both scientists and tourists. Now, the jellyfish here that inhabit the lake are particularly fascinating due to their adaptations to the isolated environment. The golden jellyfish are closely related to the spotted jellyfish found in nearby lagoons, but they exhibit unique morphological and behavioral traits. The absence of any natural predators in the lake has allowed their population to thrive, with estimates suggesting there are millions of these jellies present. The moon jellyfish, initially identified in the lake, have also undergone genetic testing, revealing the existence of several cryptic species, some of which are unique to Palau. While the golden ones migrate horizontally throughout the lake, following the sun to optimize feeding and their symbiotic algae, moon jellyfish exhibit a more erratic vertical migration pattern. Jellyfish Lake is stratified into two layers. The upper layer is oxygen-rich and less saline, supporting the jellyfish and other organisms, while the lower layer contains hydrogen sulfide, creating a dangerous environment for most life forms. The golden jellyfish display a unique migration pattern moving from the west to the east side of the lake during the day. Swimming in Jellyfish Lake does offer a rare opportunity to interact with these mesmerizing creatures. Despite their stingers, though, the jellyfish here are harmless to humans, allowing visitors to float among them safely. However, scuba diving is prohibited to protect the delicate system. In the late 1990s, a significant die-off of the golden jellyfish population was observed, attributed to an El Niño event that raised water temperatures and adversely affected their symbiotic algae. However, the jellyfish returned to their pre-declined levels by 2012, showcasing the resilience of that isolated ecosystem and those amazing creatures. Number 3. Xanay Timpishka. The Xanay Timpishka, often referred to as La Bamba, is an extraordinary river located deep within the Amazon. Recognized as the only boiling river in the world, this geothermal phenomenon is a tributary of the Amazon. The name Xanay Timpishka is derived from the native language translating to boiled by the heat of the sun. This name is somewhat misleading, as the true source of the river's extreme temperature is geothermal rather than solar. The river's waters can reach temperatures from 113 degrees Fahrenheit to an astonishing 212. It's situated in an area known for its biodiversity and cultural significance. The river is revered by the Ashanika community, who have lived in proximity to it for centuries. They regard the hot waters as sacred, believing them to possess healing powers that shamans have incorporated into traditional medicines. The Xanay Timpishka's unique characteristics not only captivate scientists, but they also hold profound cultural importance, blending nature and spirituality. Spanning about 4 miles, it's characterized by its striking turquoise water that flows through an enchanting landscape surrounded by lush vegetation. The riverbed is made up of smooth, ivory-colored stones, and in some areas the water reaches depths of up to 16 feet. The superheated water resurfaces through cracks and faults, resulting in the unique boiling characteristic of the river. The closest active volcano is over 400 miles away, which adds further intrigue. Local legends also enrich the river's mystery, particularly in the belief of Yakumama, a giant serpent spirit known as the Mother of the Waters. According to this tradition, the spirit gave birth to both hot and cold waters, imbuing the river with a sense of life and reverence among the Ashanika. Number 2. Lake Berlinskoye. Lake Berlinskoye, in the Altai region of Russia, presents a striking natural phenomenon, known for its vibrant pink hue during the summer months. At first glance, the lake appears unremarkable, displaying the usual steely gray or blue color characteristic of many bodies of water. However, beneath the mundane surface lies one of the largest single salt deposits in western Siberia, rich in both geological and historical significance. The lake has served as a crucial source of table salt since the mid-18th century, and it's steeped in stories of Russian royalty, including Catherine the Great, who favored its salt at her dinner table. The defining feature of the lake is the high salinity, which provides the ideal habitat for Artema salina, a species of microscopic brine shrimp that thrives in these environments. These three-eyed, 22-legged organisms play a pivotal role in transforming the lake into a vivid flamingo pink each August as their populations explode due to the warming weather. But in addition to the unique coloration, the lake is known for its daily freight train, often referred to as the Salt Shaker. This train crosses over the lake on rails laid during the Soviet era, serving a function in the salt extraction process. Equipped with specialized tools, the train scrapes the lake bed, harvesting the valuable salt sediment that accumulates in these briny waters. Annually, it collects about 65,000 tons of salt, showing the lake's status as a prime location for salt harvesting. Notably, the lake's unique hue is not solely attributed to the shrimp. Various other microorganisms also contribute. Another algae produces a red carotenoid pigment, beta-carotene, responsible for that brilliant pink color too. Berlinskoye is also part of a larger network of colorful lakes found across the world. Similar pink-hued lakes can be discovered in other regions, from the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico to Western Australia's Pink Lake. However, each lake's color arises from different biological and chemical processes. Number 1. The Hot Tub of Despair. That's a hell of a name, the Hot Tub of Despair. It is a fascinating yet lethal underwater brine pool situated in the Gulf of Mexico, about a day's boat ride from the coast of New Orleans. This formation stands in contrast to the soothing and relaxing imagery typically associated with a jacuzzi. Rather than being a serene spot for unwinding, this so-called jacuzzi is a deadly concoction of super salty seawater and methane, creating a habitat that no living creature can endure. Discovered by the research vessel EV Nautilus, the Hot Tub of Despair serves as a reminder of the ocean's hidden perils and the complexity of marine ecosystems that thrive in these extreme conditions. Measuring about 100 feet in circumference and reaching a depth about 12 feet, the Hot Tub of Despair lies nearly 3,300 feet beneath the ocean. In this environment, the water's salinity is astonishing, 5 times saltier than the surrounding seawater. This high concentration of salt leads to unique phenomena where the brine doesn't mix with the adjacent water, creating a stratified layer that resembles a pool sitting atop the ocean floor. The lethality of the Hot Tub of Despair is twofold. First, the chemicals present in the brine are instantly harmful, causing rapid fatality among marine life that ventures too close. Fish and other sea creatures that enter this toxic cauldron quickly succumb to the effects. The salt concentration here inhibits a decay process, allowing unfortunate victims to remain remarkably intact, creating a disturbing tableau of pickled organisms at the bottom of the ocean. Crabs and amphipods have been observed in various states of preservation, showing the pool's chilling effect. Scientists, including marine chemist Scott Wankel, have documented the eerie sight of preserved crabs and fish trapped in this salty abyss. He notes that these larger organisms often don't survive long in the toxic fluid, yet their preserved forms linger. Biologist Eric Cordes, who studied similar underwater lakes, expressed that while scientists have known about brine pools for decades, the Hot Tub of Despair stands out as one of the most remarkable discoveries in recent marine research. Thanks for watching, everybody. I'll see you next time. Thank you to our channel members.